Monday Ha'azinu, Shir 63. We're holding Perek Zayin Pasuk Vav. David HaMelech is saying, if I did something wrong to my enemies, Yiradeif Oyev Nafshi V'yasek, my enemies should chase my nefesh and get me. V'yasek means to reach me. He's giving himself a klala, so to speak. The Yirmois La'aretz Chaya, and they should press my Yirmois, is lotion of pouncing, of pressing. They should press to the ground my life. My enemies should overtake me. Uchvoidi La'afar Yashkin Sela, and my covet should forever be in the ground. I should fall to the ground, chas v'shalom, so to speak, because of this avera of doing to my enemies what I shouldn't be doing. And David HaMelech is teaching us an amazing thing. He's giving us a klala. Why do you have to do that? Because David HaMelech is teaching us what the essence of really a melech is. What the essence of being a melech is, realizing that it's not the person that's doing it. It's really their Ribono Shel Olam. A melech is a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a melech realizes that everything that happens to him comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't take nekama on other people, and he doesn't feel that other people did him an avla, he realizes everything's from Hashem, that is the quality of a melech. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. My only schus to exist is the fact that I'm not going to pay them back. I'm not going to be teveh, I'm not going to do something wrong. If I'm not going to do that, I don't deserve to exist. That's what David HaMelech is saying. To realize the godless of a melech, and especially in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when it's the zman of Malchus of the Ribono Shel Olam, is for sure a time to be mechazik in this inyan of realizing that nobody can impact your life, nobody can do anything to you, anything that a person does to you is dictated from the Ribono Shel Olam, nobody can hurt you, nobody can help you. That is a manifestation of Malchus, a manifestation of accepting Malchus Shemayim.